Jasmine Crockett angry she is disrespected when she is one of the most powerful people in this country. By Hannah Knudsen on April 30, 2026. Prolific Trump hater Representative Jasmine Crockett, DTX, is extremely disturbed that people disrespect her, pointing to her self-proclaimed status as one of the most powerful people in the country with her position as a congresswoman. "I'm a black woman in America," Crockett said during an appearance on the talk show Sherry. "So I mean some people are just like, oh, but you're a congresswoman." "I'm a black woman first," she said before complaining about the apparent level of disrespect she receives. Crockett openly wondered how anyone could possibly disrespect her, given her status as one of hundreds of congressional lawmakers, making her, in her own words, one of the most powerful people in this country. "And so you know the level of disrespect that is continuously lobbed against us as black women. You know, for me, I'm like, wait a minute. Now, I am one of the 535 most powerful people in this country," she said. "And for some reason you think we're on the same level, but you don't disrespect me." The Democrat continued, like it's not gonna happen. Crockett, who ran a failed campaign for a Senate seat in the Lone Star State, has a long history of controversial statements, often deeming herself a victim, whether of disrespect or her own assumptions that critics are targeting her because of her skin color. However, it is Crockett who has spewed a lengthy list of attacks and bombastic remarks against the enemy to the United States or wannabe Hitler and his so-called cult followers. She has continually fanned the flames of political unrest, making outlandish statements to invigorate her far-left base. Last year, for example, Crockett publicly stated she is not sure if there will be elections in 4 years. She frequently displays uncouth behavior, making fun of paralyzed Governor Greg Abbott during a speech at the 2025 Human Rights Campaign, HRC, dinner. "Y'all know we got Governor Hot Wheels down there," she said. "Come on, now. And the only thing hot about him is that he is a hot-ass mess, honey, so, yes. Yes, yes, yes. Right, okay." Instead of owning it, she bizarrely claims she was not thinking about Abbott's condition but about the planes, trains, and automobiles he has used to transfer illegal migrants out of the state, even though that does not match the context of her remarks. In another instance of such behavior, Crockett faced accusations of grabbing a journalist's phone and scratching his hand because she did not want to answer his question about her participation in the Tesla takedown. All the while, she has continued to toe her party's line, even making fun of Christian lawmakers by falsely accusing them of wanting to take food stamps from the hungry. And when it comes to food and groceries, Crockett has been telling the American people that the Trump administration's failed immigration policies, including deportations, are the reason some cannot afford them. "One thing I can tell you, is that if you sit down and you say, are you okay with your grocery prices? Are you okay with the fact that housing prices are going up? And you start to connect how important it is for us to have immigrants that are contributing to our country in this way. Then, people may start to shift," Crockett said during an appearance on CBS News last year. The Lone Star Democrat has also advocated for illegal immigration, suggesting that America needs illegal immigrants because black Americans were done picking cotton. And while Democrats continue to deflect on their party's rhetoric, inciting violence against Trump and supporters, they seemingly continue to turn a blind eye to Crockett, who has referred to President Trump, who recently faced yet another assassination attempt, as the Grim Reaper. He, alongside his administration, she said, is trying to deal death to us with every single policy that they hand out.